You're next.
I am, thank you. Okay. The reason Barbara and I spoke last week, my name is Dwayne Rowe, I own Sullivan Farms 2, which owns a parcel of land here in the village. I call it now Kaufman East. So it'll be the left side of Pennsylvania Avenue going down just past Fellows Trailer Park and ending down near Jim Hanford's home. A couple of years ago, I had offered the town of Mamakating, I did an annexation over in the village of Bloomingburg and the town of Mamakating, where we had annexed in a couple of hundred acres into the village. And the reason the village was receptive to that was because their infrastructure was in dire need of some help. And the village of Bloomingburg happens to be one of, if not the smallest village in the state of New York. At the same time, there was a piece of property that, in order to connect this property to the village of Bloomingburg, we had to annex in a portion of the town of Mamakating Park. And I believe it was approximately 17 acres. Bill, you might be able to correct me if I'm wrong. And now, town has approximately, I guess there's approximately 100 acres over there, which 30 acres of it is in the village of Bloomingburg. And most people probably don't even realize that town owns it, because none of the park that, as you see it, is situated on this property. At the time, I had made an offer to the town of Mamakating, and again, I'd have to say it's probably 2 years, about a month over 2 years ago, I'd wanted to do a swap with them to obtain that piece of property, and I had offered this parcel of land over here because I thought it would be a good idea, A, for the village of Wurtsboro to have a park. You know, we have a beautiful park in Bloomingburg. Why not have one on both sides of the mountain? So we put it into the then town board's hands, and quite frankly, never heard another word about it. So anyway, it's come to a point now where I've got to move with the land. We're almost ready to present our plan to the village, what we want to do, and it really makes no difference to us anymore whether we get the land over there or we don't. I just figured it was a done deal, and I was going to move along. Then I talked to Mrs. Semenite, and she had asked me what was going on down here, and I said, Barbara, quite honestly, you know, I'm going to be looking to develop it now. Bill has done some work for me. We've laid out 20 lots there. And not only Barbara, but Bob Justice then, he said, well, why don't you wait? Can we take another look at that? So I figured, Barbara said, why don't you come in tonight and basically let the board know what's going on. And that's basically where I am with it. I'm not, and I don't mean any disrespect to Councilman Teddy Brebbia, but I'm not going to beg anybody to make this deal. I feel it's in the best interest of not only the people in the village of Bloomingburg, village of Wurtsboro, but the entire town. Other people might think, oh, but what are we giving him? You know, he might be making something off of this, or it doesn't make a difference to me one way or the other. So what I would like to do, Barbara, is I think I want to put it on hold for about 90 days, and I'm going to leave it up to you people. I know that the village of Bloomingburg, they've asked me to come in next week to their village meeting to talk to them about it. So I'm going to go in and basically say the same thing. We're going to move ahead without it. If you people can make something happen, if it's something you want, and you want to go out and try to make it happen, you know, we're all in favor of it. But if not, I just can't continue just to sit on the land.
Right.
It's just not what we do.
We understand.
And we're going to develop it and move ahead. Okay, we feel we have a beautiful project going on the west side of the road that's going to enhance the village. Personally, I feel with that development, if you could round it off the other side with a park, I think then you put the village puts a lot to rest. You know what's going to happen down there. I know it's been it's something that the people from the village of Wurtsboro thought about for a lot of years. What's going to happen with the Kaufman Farm when Saul passes on and the family moves
Absolutely.
On.
We've all been worried about that.
So, you know, I if we work together, I'm sure of that, and I've worked well, we've worked well with the planning board. I think we're scheduled next month for public hearing on the other project. We're donating a couple of acres of land next to the school. We're going to turn that over to the village, and also there's an approximate 30-acre parcel that's situated in the town of Mamikating on the west side of the road that we're also turning over to the village to do whatever you might want to do with it. So if we could resolve this, you know what's going to happen down
there. And how do you see that being resolved? I think the board has talked among ourselves whether we're supposed to do that or not. I don't know. But
depends on where you are.
And we and we agree. Do you care if I speak a bit?
No, go ahead.
We agree that it makes a lot of sense to keep that side of the road green and undeveloped as far as building on it, to use it as a park. It enhances the village. It does not add stress to the street, you know, which is already going to have increased traffic from the other project. If we see it as a plus for the village for that to remain green. And taking that off the tax rolls, of course, is always an issue, except that's more than balanced by the increase on the tax rolls that will come as a result of Kaufman Farms on the west. That's not even close. So it's not as if our bottom line on the budget is going to be affected. How do people feel about that piece of land? You know, it seems also true to Saul's nature, and Saul was here how many years? He was
long
before any of us were here, and that was a little gem in this village, was that farm. It seems kind of in his honor, too, that we maintain a piece of it as open land. But how would are you thinking that would happen if in case...
Well, again, listen, first of all, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. Because if, and again, Ted just happens to be here, so he's going to be the one that I'm going to be making an example out of, as far as the town board goes.
Thanks,
I mean,
buddy.
If the village decided to do it, again, then it would take not only the village, the town board, but I believe it would also take an act from the state legislature.
What exactly do you want to do, Dwayne?
Basically, what it is there's about 28 acres. Swap you the 28 acres in the village of Bloomingburg. That's part of the town park now.
That's
you have approximately 100 acres.
For the
yeah,
parkland
it's the same
over
one.
Okay.
And then swap it, and then turn this over to it would have to probably go to the town of Mamikating. Or that's the offer, and then they do whatever they wanted with it. You probably would want, if you're going to go with a park of that size, you would probably want the town to own it, mm-hmm. And then the entire town would share in the expenses, because, you know, it would be an unfair burden, I think, to the village for them to support it, and everybody, mm-hmm. Summitville, Westbrookville, to be using it. But I'm sure you could have some sort of an, they could work some sort of an agreement out, too. Because I know you'd have some concerns with, you know, the hours of use and things like that. But I would leave that up to that to the powers that be.
The only sticking point I see for what you're saying is that wasn't there state funding used to purchase that parkland?
There was some state funding. I don't know how many. If you're talking back into the late 60s.
You don't know if there's a time frame.
So there might be a time frame on it. I know with other kind of funding, after so many years, it runs out. So it might be something, but back then when they bought the park, I think they bought the park in 60, it was the Miller Bungalow Colony, and I think it was 68 they bought the park, and I think they only paid $50,000, $60,000 for the park at that time, so I don't know how much money comes into play there, but again, that's something we have to turn over to the lawyers. I know, I'm sure you have counsel, your counsel, but no, and Richard, I know Richard did stole off from the town, had done some research on it.
I just have a couple questions so I make sure I understand. So this is a parcel at about 30 acres on the east side of Kaufman.
No, actually, it's 30 acres in on the Bloomingburg side. It's 52 acres over here. We'd be getting 30 and giving up 52. And this is Pennsylvania Avenue. Uh-huh. This is the fellow trailer park. Here's the school.
Mm-hmm. And where's the development in front of
it? Developed on this side of the road.
Okay, so we're talking about, and the swap would be with
the town of Mamikating.
An existing park now in the town of Mamikating?
In the village of Bloomingburg and the town of Mamikating,
okay.
Owned by the town of Mamikating.
Right.
For land in the village of Wordsboro.
And it's been designated a park by the legislature?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so then that would be an issue. And
right.
And the property that you're talking about
creating a park here that you're swapping, is that in the village or in the town?
It's in the village.
It's in the village.
Okay. It's close.
And the part he was talking about before, over the 30 acres over here.
Which part are you working on now?
This is over here, right? This is the existing homes. Sal's, I guess it's the house is around here. And then there's a parcel. The line goes off like this. And what happened, then it comes back, and it's a separate parcel already. It's a separate section lot block.
Okay.
And there's about 29 acres here. Mm-hmm. And this is the line for the town. This is the town, this is the village. But we have no plans of doing anything there. Mm-hmm. It would be nice for open space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take a look, we've just got confirmation back from, what's his name, Bill? Doug Gogler from the state. And he's confirmed our wetlands. And basically, the wetlands kind of come around the site like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then back around, and then there's some high spots here, but a nice place if the village wanted to dig a pond or something, or you know, do something mm-hmm. with it. And then, but for development, it's not
so
good.
So this is what we're talking about.
You're getting that anyway. Mm-hmm. No, that's going anyway. Okay. That's going, and a 2-acre parcel over here next to the school is going to,
right.
No matter what. And then now we're talking about this piece here.
Okay.
If we can make the deal with the town, and that would most likely go to the town of Mamakating, if the town of Mamakating was interested in doing something like that.
Which one's that?
Is
the 52-acre piece, the 53 acres.
And you've discussed this with John O'Rourke?
What's that?
You know, this swap and the
John has done everything over here. John really hasn't gotten involved with this.
Okay.
The only ones I discussed with this with was Barbara, the village mm-hmm. board, and individually board members on the town level.
I was going to meet him sometime.
I made an offer of it a couple of years ago. In Bloomingburg, I made the offer.
Yeah, in Bloomingburg, right.
So it's something, again, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. But I'm going to leave it in your hands. Well, we've got to move ahead.
Now, what was the 90-day? You wanted 90-day?
Well, I'm going to just put it on hold. I was going to bring it into the planning board next month and take a look at it, and then after I spoke with Barbara we just we'll see where it goes.
And if nothing happens, what are you going to do with that
hospital? Well, we're going to be looking to subdivide it. Yeah, get some homes.
Then what are the 20 lots you said you already did?
We didn't do them yet. We have it laid out for 20 lots.
It's an alternative plan for this.
We have it laid out for 20 lots in there.
Are you leaving this map with us tonight?
Sure. And if you need anybody else needs one, Mercurio Norton Trolley's number is 744-36.
Lucky you.
So I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So we are talking about this
entire
52 acres?
Yes.
Would be, and it's in the village.
Yes.
And it would be dedicated for a park. Assuming that
it's up to the town board.
Right. Okay.
And then I mean, the logical thing would be to do it.
And we would support it as far as.
And then the park that you would apparently, let's say this works, and you get the current park, what would you be doing with that property?
Well, it butts up to a 200 acre parcel I own over in the village of Bloomingburg.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to what the amount of land is that you're getting over there? The park, the footprint for the park itself is not going to be any different than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
The piece of land that is attached to that mm-hmm. is rugged terrain.
There's
a stream that runs through it. It's very undevelopable.
But
water is not another land anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
That park
doesn't enhance the park.
No,
this
is a much more valuable piece of land over here than over there. It's just the location where it is. What it is the town now sits, the town park sits, here's the Lake of Bloomingburg. Here's the little 17M deli. Here's the road coming up. Boom. And you get out of the village here, there's a little stream that comes down, and here was the farm. So I put this 200 acres, roughly 200 acres on both sides of the road. And then the town park goes like this. Like this, back out. Now, up here is the tennis court. So I would say that's where everybody knows to start, right? The tennis court,
mm-hmm,
the entrance
mm-hmm.
comes in here like this. The parcel I'm talking about is right at the foot of the hill, and it would just come across like this. So it would have there wouldn't be any impact on the existing park or any of the areas that they use, that, or we've ever used. I don't think,
mm-hmm.
Most people don't even realize that the town owns the parcel.
It just makes sense to square this off down here in the village. It would give me access from over here. So I can almost take the pressure off the light in Bloomingburg.
Okay, so your benefits would be, which is fine, like maybe more access, maybe
correct.
More...
Taking the pressure off the light in the town, a bypass sort of around the village.
Okay. It gives you access all the way over to the old 17er?
Yes, right at the foot of the hill.
But this would remain a park, or not?
No, that wouldn't be remain a park. I would, you know, at some point I got to recoup the $900,000 I paid for this.
So
that would just be turned over to me, and I would put a part of my property here.
And so what is there now? What
nothing,
woods?
Just woods?
What is wood and stream?
Yeah, yeah. About 27 acres.
When you go down towards almost to the bottom of the hill, to your right, it's all woodsy there, and that's it.
I have a quick question, Todd Westlake, Shawango Journal, formerly Allenville Journal. A Boy Scout by the name of Ryan Lake just reblazed a bunch of trails back in there. Is it going to affect any of that area? Do you have any idea?
Blaze some trails.
I think he's back behind the picnic and the swimming pool, back in that area.
Well, the trails actually go for a couple of miles back into the woods there.
So yeah, where do you enter them? By the pond? In the park?
By the tennis court is where the trail starts.
That new part that they cleared out down just below the tennis court from there back.
Right. I guess it really, this property, the line would probably be at the base of the hill. Base of the hill down on the bottom.
Okay. I don't know the.
I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly.
Well.
I haven't.
But you
I haven't
you
been
might
in
check
there.
With Sari Lang to find out whether or not there's going to be any overlap.
I don't know. I haven't been up there in a year and a half, so I don't know.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that out there. That I know that these trails have been replaced, and there was a ribbon cutting in the whole nine yards. So.
And really, and there's people down there. I mean,
they're open. It's open to the public for people to hike. Obviously, not so much this time of year.
Right.
There are several trails. You could also check with the Troop 293 of the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I'll give them a call. See
they
what
would know what's going on. But Sari Lang would be your best person.
I think what we need to do, again, and somebody has to organize it, is just basically get the powers to be together, take a walk. So everybody has a better understanding of exactly what we're talking about.
But if that's not going to be a park, have you done any research on that? I do think you need an active alert.
You do. Absolutely. Without a doubt. That would take time. But that, we're willing to wait. I mean, I think it's in the best interest of everybody then.
If all of the municipalities are forward and are acting in concert, then you're saying that you would be willing to wait.
Yes, absolutely.
What time frame are we looking at?
I think the ball, it's going to be up to the town to pick up the ball.
This is the first I'm hearing of this since the meetings in Bloomingburg where it came up. It was put on Mr. Penn's plate.
Right, yeah.
With the previous town board. Right. This is the first that it's coming to me. I don't know who else on the town board you've spoken with.
I've spoke with Bob Justice on a number of occasions. In the last year, Judy Young.
Right, so this is the first I'm hearing of it. So wherever it takes, I mean, I know what the intention is. I don't know which land it is exactly over here, but I have a rough idea. I mean,
you gotta get
the point where
agenda
I don't.
Again.
I'm sorry.
You have to get this on the town agenda then, one of the town meetings.
Yeah, it would have to be. Yeah. But, I mean, I have the rough idea. So you haven't really changed anything that you wanted to do.
No,
so
no. And again, the only thing, I probably got a little frustrated and I just decided to move on.
Something else for a while.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It wasn't working out, so we had to move on. And then it wasn't until I spoke with Barbara. She said, well, wait a minute, let's take a look at this. So.
What was your name again?
My name is Duane, D-U-A-N-E, Roe, R-O-E.
Used to be the supervisor too.
This should help be able to help with the sewer hookup for what you're doing over on Rand, or it's too high.
Has to, nothing to do with it. We've designed it. Yeah, we've
the hill, right?
Yeah, we've designed a force main to come right up Winterton Road. Everything will go to Winterton Road and then straight up Winterton Road and down the new auxiliary road we built. That part of the sewer is actually already in.
Cool.
So. The concerns, the DEC is really starting to put pressure on the village of Bloomingburg. They had a call as late as this afternoon because their system's in pretty rough shape right now and it is failing. And
it's fairly new.
Yeah, it's about 20 years old.
Yeah.
In the town, the DEC is running out of patience with them.
Wow.
So that's where we're at there.
People tend to do that, don't they?
I know. Anyway.
Right.
Okay.